Hi everyone, it's Alana Campbell from You Have a Life Plan. I was going to read you another article, but a friend sent me something that I thought was important, and I'm kind of, you know, letting myself be guided by what to read you and when. So on Instagram, they received something that says, died 3 days later, coincidence? And it's a very ugly looking picture of somebody that we all know and loved for a long time, saying, eat healthy, get all your vaccines, I just got boosted today, and the date, and then today is 3 days later, and I guess they've passed. And then, you know, they also see the same person, but they're on LinkedIn, they look beautiful, they're laughing, they look like they're sharing wisdom with us. The message says, butterflies are like women, we may look pretty and delicate, but baby, we can fly through the hurricane. It's on a website that suggests that it could be about women's rights, or it could be about cancer, and it says, rest in peace, dear, and the person's name. And I just, you know, I want to talk about this because we're portraying things in really pretty ways or in really ugly ways, and we're really not doing any justice to the life that was lived, to everything that was given, and to the way they may have passed. And it passes on nothing to a certain degree. So this is the article that it reminds me of all of this. It's an article I wrote November 29th, 2021. You can get to it, as always, by going to my website, yourlifeplan.ca. Go to the blog, and then I'll tell you what categories it sits under. So this one sits under human design. And it's called Valid Dictorian Rave Hive Mind 2027. So I'll read it for you now. I write this not to increase fear, but to stimulate a normal amount of common sense. This article came to me in the night, and this song came to me in the morning. So there's a quote from the song. It says, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself, then make the change. So obviously this is Michael Jackson. And this made me think of who is valid to speak for us, to dictate to us what we should do, what we should or should not believe or fear. My friend sent me this song yesterday. And so it's a song, I don't even know who the artist is, I'd have to click on it, but basically he's singing about the difficulties of being Black and how often they are jailed and how many problems they do have. And, you know, I really feel for these people. They spend their lifetime trying to educate about their experience, and then, you know, we just use their death any way that we want to, any way that works for us. And so this song, it says, when my friend sent it to me, she said, the singer died from the vaccine. When I look it up, it turns out the fact checkers jumped all over it and said that it's not true. I also discovered that Larry King died post the vaccine, not from the vaccine, but from sepsis, serious infection in the lung, digestive, and excretion tract. Sure sounds like he was trying to clear his body of something. I'm just curious why pre-vaccine, no matter what the cause of death was, it's called COVID. Even now, when you try to seek healthcare, you often can't be seen unless you're willing to go to Emerge for a COVID test, drugs, and isolation you don't want, and an intubator shoved down your throat. See stories about the singer above. Not sure why he needed an intubator for his cause of death. I don't know if I say so below, but they said his cause of death was like an overdose from some, you know, drug that he has been clean from for a long time. So apparently that was very upsetting to his family that he was labeled as ODing on recreational drugs when he was clean. Okay, so back here it says, because all symptoms are considered possible COVID, yet if you die post-vaccine, they call your death the result of anything else but what it is, plainly is the vaccine. I mean, this is my opinion, but who knows, right? I've had at least three major fatal post-vaccine incidences in my family. COVID was easy to clear in those who got it. I know there are people who get long-haul COVID, and everything post-COVID is considered a possible long-haul COVID, but there are many alternative practitioners who can help to clear these symptoms. To do so, I think you have to move away from the medical model, which uses medicine to cull people. Then I add the definition of cull. So the definition of a cull is to select from a group to cull the best passages from the poet's work. Damaged fruit are culled before the produce is shipped. And the definition to reduce or control the size of something, such as a herd, by removal, such as hunting or slaughter, especially of the weak and the sick individuals. Also, to kill or hunt individuals for culling. Words don't lie. They tell us the root of the issue. Conspiracy, I split up into con, spear, I see. The lie that I can see and stab with my spear. In any case, the founder of human design had a prophecy that in 2027 only rave children could be born. They would be severely handicapped and would probably be sent to a group home to be raised. When 3 to 5 or more rave children are together, they would begin to use a hive mind. This is a prophecy I didn't really want to integrate. It seemed too far-fetched, but human design integrates East, West, and in between, the chakra system, the I Ching, and astrology, brought together by Canadian Ra Uruhu, who said that 2027 is not something he wants to be around to witness. He died in the early mid-2000s, I think around 2010, actually. And if you look him up, you may think he's a fraud, but so it goes online for all people and modalities, providing a meaningful alternative perspective for health, healing, spirituality, and wisdom in our time. But look at your human design and you will find nothing but super helpful confirming truths and guidance for your life. Why 2027? Every 100 and something years, we get a mutation in how the human energy body works. The last mutation moved us from the cross of planning in the 1800s, moved us into the cross of planning in the 1800s. And this was the birth of the Industrial Revolution, factory schools, and working together. We moved from a 7-center to an 8-centered body. The old solar plexus, power, split into the new solar plexus, emotion, and the spleen, instincts, and health. In 2027, we are moving into the cross of the sleeping phoenix. See how prevalent this name phoenix has become? And we are getting another mutation to the solar plexus and how it functions with our sacral energy, which changes the way we relate. We will stop working together. No more government, big harm us, big tech, fake money and debt, GMOs and factory schools, and how we procreate. The phoenix is sleeping, and when she wakes, she will be angry at what we have allowed to happen to our lives. She will burn it all to ashes and fly above so we can start again. So I ask you, when the authorities say they know there are no long-term effects of the vaccine, do you think they are valid to dictate this? When Fenfen led to the birth of children with no arms and legs, and the major uptake of this vaccine is among those coming of age right now, who need the social freedom to find themselves, which means the teens, 20s, and 30s, who in 2027 will be of childbearing age. The other major uptake of the vaccine are among those who have no confidence in themselves to make it on their own, believe everything they hear on the news, and have not resolved their fear of death, which even children can resolve. And Tibetans have a daily practice turning over the teacup and a book of teachings to help them understand that we are all going to die and we need to learn how to do so with grace. I don't know about you, but entering into this with no caution doesn't feel like a valedictorian to me. In fact, none of us should dictate. We should all try to figure it out for ourselves. I met someone who reads Akashic Records, and she said to her reader friends, "You've been inside this vaccine. You've seen the darkness. Why would you ever let it into your body? I'm not a record reader, but I can follow and read energy. And so can you if you learn to be honest with yourself. I've been inside the energy of depression and it's scary, but it's smoke and mirrors in the end. The energy of the vaccine is shackles upon shackles upon shackles. You just can't move. You clear a dose, they order another. You clear another, they order another. Many don't even have the courage to try to break the first set of shackles. It's interesting that people take it to gain freedom in the physical and social world, while they lose it in the energetic and spiritual realm. It actually made me really happy to see that many restaurants and entertainment services that require a vaccine to enter sat mostly empty last night. Energetically exploring the vaccine is one of the few things that I literally had to open my eyes to disengage from. Like, unlike trauma release or depression, where if you simply walk through with confidence, you come out the other end much wiser than if you remain too afraid to go in. So it's up to you. Common sense, senseless fear. I hope your valedictorian is you and only you. I know, having had and cleared COVID, all of this is behind us for my family. And this is much better than the never-ending vaccines trapped under a mask to brew kill us bacteria, which is how we got COVID from a vaccinated person in the first place. Sending love. P.S. Isn't it interesting that both singers mentioned in this article, being the black gentleman who sang about the oppression of black people and Michael Jackson, suffered most of their life and tragically lost their life as a result of the generational impact of systemic white body supremacy, and yet the people driving the mainstream narrative have the nerve to say they know that there will be no long-term effects of vaccine body supremacy. So that's that article. Hopefully that's helpful for you or interesting for you, and I'll read more when I can. Thank you for listening.